And also on the top five today, protests continue in support of the U.S. Army whistleblower Private Bradley Manning a day before his trial begins. On Saturday, thousands of demonstrators gathered outside a Fort Meade military camp in Maryland, where Manning is being kept. Similar protests have reportedly been held in 24 cities around the world. The former Army intelligence analyst has been awaiting court-martial in the past 3 years over charges of leaking 700,000 classified files to the website WikiLeaks. The material includes videos of civilian killings by U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. 25-year-old Manning is facing 22 charges, including aiding the enemy, which could land him in prison for the rest of his life. This is the most high-profile case in a series of prosecutions against whistleblowers under the Obama administration. Well, Mr. Scott Rickard is a former American intelligence linguist. He's with me now live from Florida. Let's get his thoughts on this. Now, Mr. Rickard, first of all, what do you think will be the verdict that awaits Private Bradley Manning?
Well, the verdict is likely going to be guilty because he decided to go in front of the judge. And the fact is that he's even pleaded guilty to releasing the information. Now, they have said that they're not going to seek the death penalty. So he'll probably spend many years in prison. But I believe he actually tried to turn this information over to the press before going to WikiLeaks. And it is very unlikely that is going to help him. But I believe that that was the right thing to do. He whistleblew on, you know, Ethan McCord is a great witness to the event. He came up. He's actually in support of Bradley Manning with the thousands outside of Fort Meade. I realize that this trial is also being held right at the same location where the National Security Agency is located. So this is an extremely high-profile case. Obviously, Obama's administration has been horrific at basically cracking down on whistleblowers. I think the reason we're seeing the rise in the number of whistleblowers is because the advent of the communications that we have with, thankfully, organizations like Press TV and other organizations like the activist groups like Code Pink, who have wildly supported Bradley Manning. They were in great numbers yesterday. Anne Wright, a former colonel, was there yesterday as well. So what I really believe is happening is that you have a small amount of people who are able to communicate on a large scale, and you have a global, basically global visibility into, once again, American war crimes that were exposed by a whistleblower who, by military law, he did break law, but by the facts that he was exposing criminal activity, I think he was in the right, and he should be considered not guilty.
Mm. And there is a lot said, Mr. Rickard, about the conditions under which he decided to release this information either to the media or WikiLeaks, as well as the fact that there's been a lot said about the way he's been held, the fact that he's been tortured, etc. Do you think these are issues that are going to come up in the court and could even affect the ruling?
Well, I would hope so, but certainly he has been tortured, and certainly he has been mistreated, and certainly the fact that he's been basically sequestered the entire time. You know, he should have full media access to speak his mind. The guy has really not been responsible for anyone's death. He exposed just a myriad of criminal activity by the U.S. government through State Department communications that should be public anyway. We're hiding way too much from the people in the United States. And do I think that it could affect the outcome? I would hope so. It helped out Daniel Ellsberg. Daniel Ellsberg, his case was thrown out because of the just the incredible misconduct by the judicial courts. Unfortunately, this is a military court. It is only one individual, the judge. They decided to waive the military counsel. So it doesn't look promising unless the judge has any kind of conscience.
Hmm. Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist with us there from Florida. Thank you very much.